Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Republicans fighting over their party's future face a turning point today as House leaders confront dueling calls to punish two members. Trump loyalists want to strip Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, says the New York Times, the number three Republican, of her leadership post as payback for her vote to impeach. Trump critics want to strip Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia of her committee assignments for endorsing false claims, bigoted language, and violent behavior. We've talked about this. The Senate now minority leader, Mitch McConnell, has called her lies, loony, and rallied behind Ms. Cheney, while the former president has stoked the other side.
Hey, David, loony is one of my favorite words, which tells me that somebody is a lunatic, and this woman, Greene, is a lunatic. Of that, there is very little question. Now, she may believe her own garbage, or she may not. I don't know. All I know is that when you look at parents of those wonderful little children who were massacred, and you say it never happened, or something like it, you really are one of the most despicable people in the history of this country, and you know that the very people who elected you, that's right, people listen to that crap and elect somebody. It is really more than most minds can comprehend that somebody thinking, okay, this is going to get me votes, and it worked among the fringe of the Republican Party, and then you try to get rid of somebody like Liz Cheney, who is doing the right thing, who of course is representative of the old Republican Party and of the Bushes. Her father was vice president with them, then you get an idea of the divisions that exist in this country. The spineless, cowardly, terrible people who would do what they're doing in order to get a couple of votes to stay in their pathetic offices is something that is beyond my comprehension. I don't get it. Every once in a while, you'll see somebody on the Democratic side doing something similar, but not many. The Republican Party is beset by this terrible cancer that it is dealing with. Anything but let the majority rule in this country. Let a presidential election and the transference of power go forward as we always have in this country and turn this country into a fascist dictatorship. That's what Trump was all about. There's no question in my mind about that. I get it. I know where people are, but it is really a time to stand up and be truly patriotic.
Yeah, it all culminated, of course, in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Now impeachment managers say Trump's singularly responsible for that Capitol riot. From the Washington Post, former President Donald Trump's lawyers assert he was exercising his First Amendment rights and denied that he incited supporters. Their argument also that he's no longer president and can't face that impeachment trial. Meanwhile, quite the juxtaposition, Alan, of President Joe Biden and the First Lady among those being the first to pay their respects to the slain Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick. He was protecting the building and lost his life for it. Four others lost their lives in that Capitol riot. And that really draws that distinction when you're looking at impeaching the former president.
That's right. Look, this riot, and that's what it was. People write me letters. They say it's insurrection, it's riot. I don't care. We know basically what happened. Trump incited these people. He's now facing the trial in the Senate. The cowardly Republicans have already indicated that they will not vote no matter what public perception is. But that's really what it's all about. The reason that this trial is so important is let people see, let people hear his own words, what he said when he said, you got to go up there and you got to fight and you got to do this and you got to do that. Look, he did it. No question. But they're going to deny reality, and they're going to create what has been called in the Trump administration an alternative reality. And Kellyanne Conway, I believe, is responsible for that one. In other words, lies are justified. Why? Just because we say so. And let that trial go forward. Trump could either deny that he has anything to do with it, that you can't impeach a president and then convict him after he leaves office. Really? So whatever he does on the last day is okay. Because that's a freebie. Because the next day, he'll be gone. You can't impeach him while he's there. You can't indict him while he's there. There's that memo in the Justice Department. Something has to be done to change that around. Because we have a sense in this country that no person is above the law. And yet we have a guy who really has played it so that he is above the law. Let people hear about that.
One of the most striking things that's been happening lately is when it comes to getting your vaccination appointment for COVID. I don't know if this could have been determined, if it's unintended consequences, but it's like the vaccination games. People are literally in competition with each other to get appointments, and inevitably people are stepping ahead of the line. And we're seeing from Denver, Colorado stories, and it's happening here. Coloradans driving 400 miles to get their shot.
No question. We all know that this is going on. I know why it's going on. We all do. It's because this is a matter of life and death. If you get the vaccination, you are more likely to survive. And so people, desperate, will do what they have to do. Now, there are some people who are gaming the system. We all know it, and we've all seen it. And they get ahead of the lines. Sometimes it's a matter of money. You have enough money, you have enough contacts. Let's leave it at that. Let's just say it is going on. And if you take a look at who is excluded as a result of that, the people who don't have the money, the people who don't live on the 16th floor of a Fifth Avenue building, then we see once again that the people with the least are the people who suffer the most.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Thanks, Alan, and stay safe out there.
And one more thing, David. You know, we say thank you the day of the end of a two-hour fun drive or three-hour fun drive, and the next day we thank people again. But we just can't stop thanking people enough for everything that they have done to make this hour, O-U-R, all of our radio station, we've done it together. Anything you can do to keep it going is appreciated. Go to WAMC.org.